Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today we're going to be talking about the four seasons. You know, I'd like to bring in an elder and talk more about these, because, you know, I always feel like the elders are way more qualified than I to talk about these things. But well, we're stuck with me today, so just give a little bit of knowledge of what I learned from the elders. You know, I was fortunate enough to grow up during a time when there wasn't cell phones or internet or things like that. And when those elders, you know, spoke, you know, a lot of us listened. And it was more of a respectful thing to listen back in those days, back in the early days when I was a child. So, I know a few other guys who grew up like this too, you know. And I think that we got to be in a time where a lot of it was going out, you know, and new things were coming on in, like TV and cable, and a lot of those things, you know, take the place of a lot of teachings, you know. I hate to say it that way, but they really do. We get so wrapped up in our cell phones, you know. You go anywhere, if a younger person, you know, or anybody actually has a cell phone, you know, they're on it. Yeah, and communication is down the nil as far as live interaction. So anyway, the four seasons, spring. You know, a lot of the elders used to get things ready and prepare in the spring of the year, you know, and I was very fortunate to be a part of those things. And we would, you know, gather our items and bring them on out, and we'd bless them. You know, I there's certain things I can tell, and there's certain things I cannot on radio. But, you know, we're talking about a way of life here, so I can give you a visual of what I saw, but how it all went, you know, those things I can't talk about. So we bring our things together, you know, and that's the physical part of it. We gather, give each other tobacco, give the person we're going to have speak the tobacco, and so forth, you know, and we bring our sacred items forward. And then, of course, you know, they'd talk, and then, of course, we'd eat and talk about other things, you know. And this is the spring of the year. A long time ago, in the spring of the year, after the winter's icy grip loosened up, it would be that the nomadic camps would get together, you know, wherever they had their winter camps. Of course, they'd come together in the springtime, you know, and they didn't call them powwows back then, but that's kind of what it was like. But we'd go into the other villages, and it would be a time of what happened through the winter. You know, it would be a news time. Who was born? Couples, possibilities, who came of age, who had passed on and took the journey home. And so spring was a very, very newsful thing that we, a communication thing that we definitely used to get together and to talk about those things and whatever else there was, you know, what happened through the winter. And then there'd be, that's the spring of the year, and they talked about the things through the winter. And then it'd be summer, you know. Of course, they'd have their berry camps and, you know, where the food was good and the game was plentiful. We don't have that these days. We're pretty stationary. We all live in houses. But they still do those kind of activities. Go and pick berries and it's a good time, you know. A good time to learn to make berry pies or whatever else they're going to do with the berries and add them to their feasts. And then there would be the fall of the year. In the fall of the year, of course, here in this area, we gather wild rice, and we still do that to this day. Long time ago, we didn't use knockers. They used paddles, and they also tied the rice. I think I mentioned in other programs here on earlier that the rice would ripen up evenly. That's why they tied it together. And also, if the winds and the rains came, it wouldn't knock the rice off. And they would also have their rice. It would be bigger. They say it was 3 times bigger than it is now. The rice that they get now with the knockers is called free rice. And the free rice, they go on in and knocking in the boat with knockers and lose like about, you know, a good, you know, 20, 30, 40% of it as it falls on, out the other side of the boat. So, and that's a good thing too, you know, it helps to reseed the lake. But the first part, you know, where they use the tide up there, that was a lot of work. They don't do it anymore nowadays. Their rice would get ripped off, and so that was too much work for them to do and for the rice to get ripped off, so they stopped doing it that way, and now they just do the free rice. So anyway, there's that part about it. And then there was always the winter, you know, storytelling time. Get to get out there and tell all of them stories, and those stories had a lot of meaning to them. They talked about different ways to respect, different stories, the meanings and the morals to them. There were many of them, and they were told to us during the winter times. So anyway, that's a little bit about 4 seasons and how significant they are to us. Then there's much, much more to it than just that, but that's just a beginning place for you to learn about Ojibwe people. So anyway, thanks for tuning on in, and we'll see you again next week. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.